Thursday night, Orel Chav Dalid Elul, Chasminuch Shir, September 14th, Thursday night. Somebody wants me to say.
No, Brad's been saying it for about a week.
Yeah, you should know it by now. Okay, we're holding in the middle of Mitzvah Yud Gimel, which is not to feed or not to enable or not to allow a Meshumid to eat from the Korban Pesach. We saw a lot of things in the Mechas Chinuch about is he also too? And what about a Nochri? And what about Avoyver? Okay, and we're up to Beis, actually. Meaning test for most of us, Beis for those who have the old-fashioned Minchas Chinuch still. So they're also starting a new practice, a new host called Beis, and we're in test. Vein bo malchus, v'shein bo maisa. That's the Chinuch's words. That is Barabba made him before Tamzeh. Rambam doesn't say that reason. Because the Mishnah is from Tam, Moshe Venu Lamala. Who remembers Moshe Venu Lamala? Am I in the right place?
Yeah.
What's Moshe Venu Lamala? Why? Because it doesn't say it the Farish, right? Do you remember?
Yeah.
That's what the Kesav Mishnah says. Because it doesn't. It's a sort of a drasha. Maybe Divrei Rava Mechaber. I don't really get that. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Amaylo Havi Maisa. I don't understand the Chinuch. I'm sorry. The Minchas Chinuch. Yeah. I don't understand. Amaylo.
You said that the Tafis ain't Bo Maisa.
Amaylo Havi Maisa. Machilu Biyadayim. Shetokam Bachaber Bebeis Abliya. Blows it over your Ochel. First of all, no one's talking about being Tashli the Beis Abliya. It's not normal. Pashuta means to serve him. Even if you say it means to feed him, it means to place it in front of him. No one's stuffing anything down anybody's throat. Would you like to say this year tonight?
Oh, no. That's the song.
So what is it?
I just didn't die.
You know, when Artspro gives tryouts, right. It doesn't happen again anymore because we're basically finished. Almost finished. But people, because everybody thinks they can do a better job than what's already there, but no question. So people submit samples. How to make a list of sins that people make when they present the samples. Well, some samples are not like gay, they're not clear, and they didn't explain anything, or they got wrong shot. I mean, I'm not even talking about those. I'm talking about when it was like a decent piece of work. And maybe it's not even their fault, but they don't realize what we're looking for in art school. But the biggest Avera was that they anticipated what the Gemara is going to say. And they incorporated what the Gemara is going to say previously. And we still want, very important that the person learning, we want them to have a learning experience. And when you learn, so when you're learning the beginning of the Gemara, you don't want to anticipate the Gemara. You want them to flow with the Gemara and to see how the Gemara reaches its maskana and like go with the flow. But that's already, that wouldn't be an automatic soul, although, like I said, once the sample was basically good, that was the main Aveira. There's one exception to this. Sometimes in the Mishnah, Rashi will say the Maskana of the Gemara, not the Havamah. So when Rashi does it, we did it too, because we had like an in-house rule that we're going to follow Rashi. Although it really was not to see our self-imposed mahalach in writing the Gemara. Now, we don't want the reader to know what the Maskana of the Gemara is. We want the reader to read the Havamin of the Gemara. But if Rashi did it, we figured he had a good reason. We we assume that the reason is that really the Gemara's Havamin, if you stop and think, sort of doesn't make any sense. And the reader and Rashi, the first to write a logical Gemara, Rashi didn't want the reader to like stop and be stuck on something that we envisioned it was. When I say Rashi, the first logical was not even a joke. We took our own experiences and we said, and we extrapolated it to Rashi. And one of the things you don't want is that is going to ask me, like Rashi will, even besides the case I just told you, where Rashi will say the Gemara is Maskana in the Mishnah, even though the Gemara develops it, but sometimes Rashi will say, Ulakamon Korich, and he'll give away what the Gemara is about to ask, or sometimes even the next line, which is my Raya, to the way. Mendel Kaplan's Hatzal, my Rebbe in Philadelphia, told us to learn the Gemara with one finger. He said the Rechonim learned that way. He learned the Harusha with Rebbe Chonim, with the Talmud Chaver Rebbe Chonim. He said the Rechonim learned that way, and he taught us to learn with one finger on the Gemara and one finger on Rashi. And as soon as you say the words of the Gemara, you say the words of Rashi. Now, some don't hold like that. There's many Rishis here. Derech Halimu did not. Why should you box yourself into Rashi's shot? Obviously, Rabbi Chanan held that Rashi is so primary that we should learn the Gemara with Rashi. And then see other Rishonim that are fighting. My Raya that that's correct, Rabbi Chanan is correct, and Mendel is correct, is, no, I'm talking about something else now. My Raya is, well, we do it too, because that's Mamish, we follow Rashi. I'm not talking about now saying the Maskana of the Gemara. That's more difficult. I'm talking about saying the Gemara will immediately ask. They have to tell me what I'm immediately asking. But I say it's a Raya, it's a Mechana, because it's the next line of Gemara. So if Rashi didn't mean that you should learn like this, why in the world does he have to say Uporich? Cash on the next line. You're going to see it right away. So Rashi says it because he doesn't want you to be stuck. That's the editorial shot. This is what's like logical. We don't want the reader to stop and scratch his head and try to figure out shot. So when it's so we want to tell him that you're about to ask the question that's bothering you also. So keep moving. But Agavurcha, it's a riot to Rabbi Chanan, I hold, because many times it's the next line, Mamish. And still Rashi says, Uporich. So Teretz is Rashi anticipated that we'll be learning the Rashi before the next line. It's a riot to Rabbi Chanan. But anyway, but in the, when Rashi says the Maskana of the Gemara and the Mishnah, which is very different than saying Umiyad Porich, we think it's the same yourself. He doesn't, I don't know, it's fair, because the Havamin of the Gemara is not stupid. It's just wrong. It's very rarely like that. So why does Rashi do that? Why does Rashi feel it necessary to tell us? That's how we learn the shot. That Rashi explained the Mishnah with the Maskana. He was bothered. He didn't want you learning the Mishnah and the Gemara with like that. This is really pshat. You would get stuck. It's like really doesn't hold water. It really doesn't make sense. So much. It's fair because if the Gemara has it as Avamina, it must work out. But anyway,
if you explain like a very nice longish explanation behind why our scroll did the way they did. My feeling from learning it, I think is the same thing, but much simpler. But just if somebody who knows how to learn and knows Aramaic and is learning Gemara Rashi, we're to be learning it, that's how the English should read it. In other words, if somebody is reading in English and learning through in English, he should be learning it with... he should be getting the information the same way he would be getting it, and understanding the same way he would be getting it as if he was reading Gemara Rashi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now I'm talking about the exceptions to that. When Rashi did anticipate the Gush Emunah,
the article did that also.
When Rashi did it, we did it.
Right, that's my point.
Whether we understood why or not, we wanted to follow Rashi.
Because if somebody was learning like that, he would just the same in the articles if he's learning it
but
without.
Getting back to what he did wrong.
This
anticipated.
I forgot that.
Not good time to throw out what the Gemara is going to say later. There's a certain flow in what you're learning. You should allow the learner to experience that flow of the learning. Okay, that's it.
In the Darkei Gemara, he says that when Rashi says that if you're wrong, the Gemara can ask.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Rashi did it when he didn't want you to stop. He didn't want you to stop and try to figure out God. Which I'm not so satisfied with, because Ava Mina Vigamara really is. He doesn't want you to dwell on something like that. I don't want you to dwell on wrong shot. I don't want you to have wrong shot, and then you're going to fix it up. A lot of times I think we think that Gemara will have a shakla tarya and have a mina and a muskana, because that was Gemara like recorded conversations in the Beis Medrash. Like if you record the rooster's talking. So then you hammer something out, and I don't know if you have to justify every Hava Mina. Like you're hammering it out. So in hammering it out, And the Gemara recorded those conversations.
You told the Gemara would record a Hava Mina that wasn't even a good Hava Mina?
Yeah. What do you mean a good Hava Mina? They weren't stupid people, so
no,
someone
no,
said it.
Stupid.
There's no. I don't have to figure out why really it could be the Maskana.
That's like almost exactly the opposite of what the Sadduk tells us. He said that every Hava Mina could
it's
be the Maskana except for one point. And that point is what makes the Maskana right. In other words, the Hava Mina is like every Hava Mina.
When that happens, Rashi will not say all the Kaf. Rashi won't do it. You know, if it's like that, Rashi won't do it.
Okay.
He won't do it. He does it when it's a more fundamental. When it's like a more fundamental. Anyway, but this was the Chorom.
Okay.
You gotta let people. And we explained to the guy that gave him the sample. We want to let the reader, the learner, experience the flow of the Gemara. Take away that experience of learning if you tell them now what the Gemara is going to say.
In this case, what I was really doing was taking away from the experience of letting us experience what the Rav says. The Rav is asking Akasha on the Mishina. Mishina says he could stuff it down his throat. And the Rav says, who says we're talking about it? We weren't really, I wasn't letting us experience the Rav, like the Rav's teaching us Torah.
I don't know what you just said, but okay. Okay. Tafilim Ragnosim Lolecho Gamkin Koshin Maisa. You just serve him. That's Shibinosa and Kilim the Ola Verbiotis Lolecho. The question is, what does the Torah mean when it says not to be mocked? If the Torah says not to, means not to serve him, then obviously this point is not a point. It's not over because he could still reject it. But that's what the Torah asks. He does the over on love. So we answered that yesterday, really. That a malbish kalayim could be loke because your mamish over the lav of putting on kalayim. And maybe the lav is not just to put kalayim on your own body, but to put kalayim on someone else's body. Same exact love. You do a das harava machaber, that if you could do it without a ma'isa, then even if you do it with a ma'isa, you don't get malchus. Because the main seer of the love is lahachilu b'yodayim. So I think the answer to all of this is that, not like the Menchas Chinuch, but that the Chinuch understood the Isser is to allow him to eat. He's in your chabura. He's getting a portion because he's part of the chabura. Then you allow him to eat it. So that's a kashay b'maisa. Now the issue in the first place is always to allow him to eat. Because that would be the normal thing people would do. Because everybody is thinking from a set of plate, probably. No one's serving. No one's giving. That's a chiddush, I guess, because the lashon is lo la'achil. I'm saying it just.
So roughly defending the Chinuch against the Rambam and Mincha Chinuch.
Well, the Rambam is unclear. Yeah, the Rambam is unclear. Oy ner l'siyan yosdai tiposhim. We're in Os Yud now. Oy ner l'siyan yosdai tiposhim. Ben chilek ben amachilu b'leil Pesach. Or be'erev Pesach. To be over this love. Wow. The love is not to give him to eat it when other people are eating it. But even when other people are also to eat it, like people owe Yom on Erev Pesach, still also to give it to him with a love. Oh, after I feel the lack of shenasa, no, sir. Wow, okay. So when you know your love is there, the gam ben hanechor mitzuveh. Okay, he's saying that, like for a double portion, that the Benecher himself is mitzvah not to eat it.
He didn't say why.
It could be just not logical that the Torah would forbid you to feed him or to allow him to eat if his eating wouldn't be a chetz of the Yisura also. He's eating, there's nothing wrong with your feeding. Ubana umavushal Surah before Shah Mala Pesa Tan there and Pesa Matur to eating and no umavushal. Sil Kiyam Sliyesh. Shah Shabakuyu Lekal Sliyesh. Over the no umavushal. I am Ramah Perchesmi Karamizakalaki Yadal Ramon Khan by the Isra of Benechar. That is kosher with when everybody else is eating it. Now the Isser Noam of Ushal is kosher to when you're supposed to be eating it Sliyeh. But this Isser of Kabbalah Yochabo is not necessarily kosher to when other people are eating it.
No, he's not
bringing a normal bushel to the Benecher. He's saying by normal bushel we find that if there's a way that you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, normal bushel, that Isser is only when, in the time frame that you are supposed to eat it, could eat it, certainly supposed to eat it, Shliyesh. But if it's not the time when you could eat Shliyesh, let's say Erev Pesach, then you wouldn't be able to know Mavushal either. So he's saying the Benecher is not like that. We do not say that when is another people to a Benecher when other people are eating it. But when other people are not eating it, there's always going to give it to a Benecher. I think that's not true. There's always going to give it to a Benecher. Even when it's no sir. Avokan lo mutsinu zeh al kem b'chol in yonoyver. Lavoch yevelei l'rambam b'forish. That's how I know. The Rambam would have spoken it out. The Chorus should have spoken it out. The Kamakom and Pesach Shanifsal, it is not really a Korban Pesach, or maybe it is called a Korban Pesach, but it's a Korban Pesach Shanifsal, when Shanifsal Shalolishmo, Vezim Sulacher, Eshudaina Olver, because you never brought it as a Korban, it was never a Korban Pesach. Lorizi Kaiz is a Nefshad Doyle Bukhal Gavne, Afmanifsal, Bayam Psochim, that's how they call them an Aleph, the Obama Sayyam and the Beit of Darshina Loyochal Bo, Kol Benecha Loyochal Bo. Amoros Das Poselas Bepesa, Beinu Poselas Betruma. A Mumer can eat Truma. Rehenu Malta also, Oz Yochal Bo, Oro can eat a Karp Pesach. Bo of the Loba Truma. I don't know what that means, but certainly an Oro Kenny Truma.
How do we know that? Is that by the way, the Sukkim or something?
What?
The Sukkim between Pocella and Pocella and not the Truma. That's the Sukkim?
Pocella's.
He just told us that Hamaras Das is absorbed by Pedro and not the
Sukkim. Yeah, he's not free.
Hamaras
is Sukkim. I don't remember his being a Gemara. It's probably a Mechilta.
That's
a free Mechilta.
It's interesting.
Chenu Malta, Uzbel Chalbo, Wabalo Truma. I don't know what that means, Wabalo Truma. Certainly an Oro is not allowed to eat Truma either. An Oro is not allowed to eat Truma. Talk about a Malta, but somebody, Malta also, Uzbel Chalbo, talk about the Ebed of a Kayan. The Mishvir says in Dashina, will be kosher below the apostle. Right, Psalm, very good, it's so long, pay Gimel Amaralis, pay Dalit Amaralis, wait. Pay Gimel Amaralis, pay Dalit Amaralis. Rambam Khan, Shepozak Dim, Haisalo Shasa Kosher, when Shinifsal be in Sia, or no, Mufushol, Yeshua Mishashir sets him. Rakim Lolos Aloy Shasa Kosher was never a kosher carbon convention in his Pagel, Oshinu Hashem, Ebo Mishashir sets him.
It had 1 minute of being kosher.
Zed Hashinim in Bolba Kosher will all be possible. Because in the Chazal Dart of Mishashir sets him, will all be Benechar, will be Toshav Socher Varo. So it sounds like even if it became originally possible, afilu nifsal b'mispagel, lohoshel shasa kosher, it never had a shasa kosher, muzer alav zeh. Sounds like you would have to be muzer not to give it to a benecher to eat. Because it's not really logical. So if they say it, it must be the head of a Kabbalah. Kabbalah meaning Torah about that. Yeah, he didn't say anything. The super key nifsal apesach yoyver al abzeb. Vayinu b'shul nusiv zivchi. Ayin shav. I'm looking at the Lidoli Krah. Vayinu b'nifsal gam chen over the law. Chen early borer. Yud aleph vayin smag. It's a shinrim gimel b'lavin shekosav shlo yoychal mumur b'pesach. Smag places the law. The way the simple meaning of the pasuk is really on the shoulders of the mumur himself. Never called Benechar near Mitzvara the Lamumer Azer from below the Machil. You have no more source. If you say it's talking about a Machil, you say Koshke in the Eichel. If you say it's talking about the Eichel, you really have no source to say that Machil is also Mazer. I don't know if you don't look either. It's a universal love. Why am I sure something we have to come around? I'm going to do Basmayoi there. I'm glad they must have made the Mokum to come a Machil Musa. I am Mayel. Why did he? was a pesad of Yael, the God the Kaimah Kalavu, the Chomok of the Sibli Soichal, it means an Isser Hanah as well. And we'll try to finish up the mitzvah.
What do you mean Isser Hanah?
Isser Hanah. You know, and have a note from it. Kol ben nechol a yoichal boy, and include Isser Hanah. That's what those probably were on all.
Oh, that's what we had in the
middle. Yes, he said it.
Okay.
Yud Beis, v'nei lav zanoi b'chol ha-chayom v'mitzvus ein anoshim, b'chol ha-nafshev v'malach, v'chev shoy v'mkotu v'lam v'nei mitzvus ein, b'chol ha-lo-sasu sh'b'toyr, ha-chodas rabba mechavid ha-v'lam shein boi maisa, here we go, ha-kak di le-el, way back when, it's the test, he not shu b'chubus ha-lam shein boi maisa, ben tzorech lichba, I agree. V'gam nirli di ma b'nechu hu kotan v'nei lav b'chol b'nechu, they know das. And I feel who you can't call him a mummer really. You just go somebody drink with water on him.
What's the bending?
It's a mummer.
A Jew who
yeah.
I thought.
Or a mummer is called a Tarakula or a mummer called a Zara. But you can't have it as a cotton, it's something like that. And if you look at Ben Mumma, Mary's and Kamala, and the Jewish people, and the Azoyan, the Jewish and Asian, the Zodiac, and the Son of the Hoop Cotton, most can't carry such a person as that. And neither are Michael, but I'm Zeb, because they're not Mumma. Okay, so, carry such a cotton are not Mumma. Yud Gimel, for each of the smart, loving, Mr. Shindon Dallas, maybe I'm a Kilpin. Normally, for the social, the Sochir, and we'll see it's talking about a goy in various stages of gerus. That's what the next lot is. We'll see it. I think it's the first of the normal bushel, we have the same thing. That the lot included more than one thing, but it was only one lot in the minyan. So the next one, the same thing. Not to give the carbon pesach to a ger or a tosha. But it's all talking about, we're talking about goyim. Different stages of gerus. They were led to call the Benechar. One of his was serious to marry by Arvi Mol, the Kibbalo Sheva Mitzvah. Kazin did Kibbalo Sheva Mitzvah, saying the Benechar, even a boy. This is something they all know. Kal Shav is Kamke in the Kal Zeb. Zeb told the boy ain't a Mitzvah La Shabbos. He has a tzad that if he's makabel shabbat mitzvah Noach, and then he goes off the derech, he is called a mummer. Even though he's...
Is that the mistake?
No, it's a mistake in saying that because he...
It's a mistaken way of thinking.
This is the koi tzad that you're
makabel. Hazinat yom kibbal olam shabbat mitzvah say the b'nechah. When he goes out to the Yale, the Machal Shabbos, down came Bechlau. Would be Bechlau of Ben Necher. Zetos. The guy in the Mitzvah Shabbos, the guy is being Machal Shabbos, and he's still not called the Ben Necher, because he's giving him a high mitzvah. He's also in Mitzvah Shabbos, and Machal Shabbos, down came Bechlau Ben Necher. Is that possible?
Ben Necher doesn't have to start as a Jew.
No, he said already it could include goyim too. Chiddush here, a from goy is not a benefit.